36th District State Senator Jim Stamos joining us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
I'm good, my friend. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
Keeping busy, too, aren't you, my friend?
I am definitely staying busy traveling the district. We just had session yesterday, finished up a couple of the last things, and expect the governor to finalize and sign the budget by tomorrow, actually. So I'm excited to have that done and out there.
Yeah.
But we've had it completed for a little bit so that our locals and schools know exactly what to expect. So I think we're on track to continue at least 7 years of strong budgeting that provides for common sense budgeting, but it doesn't put any of the games or gimmicks in it that we saw for so many years. And
right.
So I'm excited to have that done and work towards the next thing. And then it was awesome to walk the Tawas and East Tawas Parade. It was for the 4th of July. That is a walk, my friend.
It is. I know. I've done that walk a few times. You're right.
It is a walk. But the turnout and the people were fantastic. It was great to see so many people out there. I had also, on Saturday before, my wife and I and friends walked also the Tail Parade, which had a great turnout
sure,
as well.
Yeah.
And so I think overall in the district, we were able to, out of the 16 parades that I think I have within the Senate district, we were able to have at least a representation and or volunteers that walked at least 12 of the parades to make sure that we're out there seeing what's going on in the district. And so I was excited and truly appreciated all those that came and supported the parade and myself. And so I say thank you to them.
Right.
It's also been busy. I was once my wife and I did the 4th of July parade, we actually took a kayak ride. Skoda canoe and delivery set us up, and we did a wonderful kayak ride down the Osabo. That was fantastic, and there were so many people out there enjoying the great area and the water. It was awesome, great to see. And then we got right back into the work mode, and I did doors with the 2nd District Health Department, going up door-to-door within the Escoda area, talking about the water options that are available to residents that may be affected by the PFCs. And so it was it's humbling, but it was great to see the strong attitude of individuals across Escoda and across my district and our state.
Sure.
Have about how do we deal with it, what do we need to do. So many of them had taken advantage of it, but a lot of them were not aware of it, so I was glad we took time to do door-to-door. The team up there for the department was fantastic. We also then sat down with the township up there to see what they had been going, and they're working on the first phase of water project, looking at a second phase of water project. And continue just to stay focused on the safety and providing the services for the residents. So I want to give a good shout out to all of them up there doing that. It was fantastic.
Right.
And then for Tawas, I had East Tawas Harbor Project. I had an update from the DNR, and they are telling me that the Harbor Project is to reach substantial completion by July 17th. Hoping that it either opens on the 17th or within a week of that.
Good.
And so it's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
I appreciate those that have put all the hard work into it, but let's get it open. Let's get our residents and people across the state of Michigan and across the country enjoying what a great facility it'll be. So I'm excited to see that.
Boy, you have been a busy guy. A lot of things going on, and we're glad that you could touch base with us this morning. Now, if they need more information from you, again, Jim, how do they find you?
Well, the best way is 855-347-8036, or I have a website, www.senatorjimstamos.com. Again, 855-347-8036 or www.senatorjimstamos.com.
Very good. As always, State Senator Jim Stamos, a pleasure having you on, my friend. We'll look forward to talking to you a couple of weeks down the road.
I look forward to it. Just remember, there's plenty of festivals and fairs out there. Enjoy the warm weather that we finally gotten, and have a great, safe weekend. Thanks, Kevin.